Benvenuto a Strada Facendo. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Strada Facendo. Mi chiamo Matteo. My name is Matteo, and I'll be your host for each installment of Strada Facendo, bringing you a sampling of some of the best of contemporary Italian music, stories about Italy and the Italians, and a little introduction to the beautiful Italian language. Come with me for a trip along the road of life. Allora, vieni con me per un viaggio lungo la strada facendo. Here on radio.dominican.edu. Benvenuto a Strada Facendo. This is Matteo. This is our 10th show and the last one we have planned for this semester. I'm very much hoping that we'll be back next year with a whole new season 2. But since we never know where La Strada Facendo, the road of life, may take us, I decided to make this last show of the season a very personal one. So while I love the music I play on every installment of Strada Facendo, the songs on today's show are, secondo me, il meglio del meglio. In my opinion, they're the best of the best. These songs are my personal favorites. Think of the show as a mixtape made from my great love, Italia. You've heard me play many of them on prior shows, but there are also a few new ones added in as well, so I hope you'll sit back and enjoy my presentation of Il Meglio del Meglio. Let's start with what I think is one of the best songs I've heard in any language over the last couple of years, Tiziano Ferro's absolutely infectious La Differenza Tra Me e Te. And then we'll hear a song that won the top award at the 2001 Sanremo Festival. It's a stripped-down acoustic version of a song by Elisa called Luce, Tra Monti a Nord-Est, or in inglese, Light, Sunsets in the Northeast.
La differenza tra me e te. Non l'ho capita fino in fondo veramente bene. Me e te. Uno dei due sa farsi male, l'altro meno però. Me e te. Quasi una negazione. Io mi perdo nei dettagli e nei disordini. Tu no. E temo il tuo passato e il mio passato. Ma tu no. Me e te. È così chiaro. Sembra difficile. La mia vita mi fa perdere il sonno sempre, mi fa capire che è evidente la differenza tra me e te. Poi mi chiedi come sto e il tuo sorriso spegne i tormenti e le domande, a stare bene, a stare male, a torturarmi, a chiedermi perché. La differenza tra me e te. Tu come stai? Bene, io come sto? Boh, e te. Uno sorride di com'è, l'altro piange cosa? Non è. E penso sia un errore. E io ho tre certezze, una pinta e qualche amico. Tu hai molte domande, alcune pessime, lo dico. Me e te, elementare. Da volere andare via. La mia vita mi fa perdere il sonno sempre, mi fa capire che è evidente la differenza tra me e te. Poi mi chiedi come sto e il tuo sorriso spegne i tormenti e le domande, a stare bene, a stare male, a torturarmi, a chiedermi perché. Yeah.
come sta, e il tuo sorriso spegne i tormenti, le domande a stare bene, a stare male, a torturarmi, a chiedermi perché.
La differenza tra me e te, tu come stai bene, io come sto, oh, me e te. Uno sorride di com'è, l'altro piange cosa non è.
E penso sia bellissimo, penso sia bellissimo.
Ciao, mi chiamo Claudia e sono di Pernumia, in Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo su radio.dominican.edu. Ciao, my name is Claudia and I'm in Pernumia, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu. Amo la musica italiana e il mio cantante preferito è Tiziano Ferro. I love Italian music and my favorite singer is Tiziano Ferro.
Ascoltami. That was the beautiful ballad Luce by Elisa. Sono Caterina e state ascoltando Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
Ciao Caterina, come va oggi?
Molto bene, tu Matteo?
Un po' triste. It's our last show of the season at least, and I'm a little sad.
Sì, sì, anch'io. I am sorry it's ending because we have had so much fun making this show. And it's also so much fun to know that people are listening not only in the U.S., but also in Italy. So I want to say un caro saluto agli ascoltatori e alle ascoltatrici italiani.
Yeah, whatever she said, I agree with. I love you all in Italy, and you know that. And thank you so much for your participation and for listening and supporting us. Senti, Caterina, the title of today's show is Grazie a te. And since it's our last installment for the spring, I thought it would be nice to share some stories of things that we're thankful for, or of special memories that we have about Italy.
Ah, sì, che buona idea. That's a great idea. And, you know, I love the Italian language so much. It's almost feels like food to me. It's such an incredible pleasure coming in the ears. And I'm so grateful for a professor that I had back in college 30 years ago, at least, who, it was not an Italian class, but it was a literature class, and we were reading things, poems by Dante Alighieri, and he decided one day that we really had to hear them in Italian to be able to understand what it was all about, and so he read one in Italian. It wasn't very long, but as soon as I heard that language, I was sold, and from there on out, all I've wanted to do is study Italian.
Wow, that's a great story, and it really does show how influential just one professor or one experience in a class like that can be for people. That's really a great story.
Exactly, and so I hope that maybe in some small way our show could influence people, and someone out there will go, oh, I want to learn Italian too.
As they say in Italian, magari.
Sì, magari, if only, right?
Sì. Well, so many of my Italian memories are related to time I've spent there with my friends, and twice I've had a chance to travel around Italy with my dear American friends Judy and Dan, or Giuditta e Daniele, as they call themselves when we're in Italy. We've picnicked together in the Val d'Aosta in northwestern Italy by a lake. We picnicked together in the Val d'Aosta in northwestern Italy by a lake with a perfect view of the Matterhorn just across the border from us over in France. We've wandered around the German-influenced Dolomiti in northeastern Italy, where I've watched Judy, who loves beer as much as I love gelato, drink from a glass beer mug that was literally as big as her head. And perhaps our most memorable adventure was when I drove them to Pompeii, the Amalfi Coast, and through Napoli, where I took on a Neapolitan personality. Voyo! Non busta busta! While I sped through red lights with everyone else and zipping across four lanes of heavy traffic when I spotted a prime parking space, while Judy and Dan just held on for dear life, laughing hysterically the way someone does on a very scary roller coaster ride.
Accidenti, Matteo! You're scaring me. Remind me not to drive with you in Italy. Those are some very good friends if they trusted you to chauffeur them around Italy.
They actually did. They said they would never do it on their own, but they would trust me to drive them. And we did have a blast. So I'd like to dedicate this next song to them, Giuditta e Daniele. Like me, they're huge fans of Eros Ramazzotti. So here's his song, C'è una strada il cielo. There's a road in the sky. Which makes me think of the three of us driving over mountain passes in the Dolomiti that really did seem like a road in the sky. And after that, we have the hauntingly beautiful Sognami, Dream of Me, by Biagio Antonacci, with its gypsy-like instrumentation and its mix of both Italian and French lyrics.
Thank you. strada in cielo, lunga quanto un'eternità. In certe notti limpide puoi vederci una folla che va. Sono i tagliati fuori, i diseredati di ogni età, gente di nessuna identità. Hanno gli occhi come spenti, sguardi fissi che non sognano più. E quanto camminare poi per un metro in più di dignità. C'è una strada in cielo lunga come un'eternità. Non li chiamano angeli
e non li chiamano santi,
forse sono degli uomini che restano indietro come tanti, come tanti. Cielo lunga come un'eternità. Non li chiamano angeli
e non li chiamano santi.
Oh oh, quelle bocche che parlano e parlano, ma che non dicono niente, proprio niente. Che fa il giro e poi ritorna qua.
Buongiorno, mi chiamo Marco e sono di Pernumia, in Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo su radio.dominican.edu. Buongiorno, my name is Marco and I'm in Pernumia, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu.
Che questa mia canzone arrivi a te. Ti porterà dove niente nessuno ascolterà. Canterò con poca voce, sussurrando te. E arriverà prima che tu ti addormenterai. E se mi sognerai,
dal cielo cadrò. E se domanderai da qui risponderò. E se tristezza e vuoto avrai da qui cancellerò.
That was Sognami by Biagio Antonacci here on Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. Well, Matteo, your story earlier about driving around Italy just brought all those images of Italy to mind, and I wanted to share a story with you from one of my trips in Italy. I've traveled quite a bit in Italy by camper and stayed in campgrounds. I think I mentioned before that my parents took my brother and me on a camping trip in Europe when I was young, and I'm so grateful to them because that was what made me bold enough to do it with my own kids. So we've spent over a month in Italy in campgrounds, which are very different over there than they are here. It's not a wilderness experience at all. They're usually in towns. A lot of times you pitch your tent on a lawn and everybody's in incredibly close quarters. You're right next to the people that are camping, quote unquote, camping next to you. There's usually a cafe on the premises and sometimes a restaurant. So it's a totally different experience. So, we were in a campground in northern Italy, and we had the type of camper that has a toilet inside, which is very convenient until comes the day when it fills up and you have to dump it and clean it out. And anyone who's ever camped in this kind of camper will know what I'm talking about. It's not a pleasant task. And so it was the day to do that. So I put on my grungy clothes and wrangled this thing out of the camper and made my way across the campground, dragging it behind me. It's kind of like a suitcase, one of those suitcases on wheels. So I'm pulling it across the campground over the gravel, and I'm hot and sweaty. And I get over to the area where you dump it and you clean it, and there's hoses. It's sort of a cement area with hoses. And it's just, the whole thing is just not very pleasant. And I'm feeling all sweaty and yucky and getting ready to do this. And here comes an Italian woman, also doing the same task as me. And she pulls up with her little toilet suitcase thing. But unlike me, who's dressed in shorts and a grungy t-shirt, she is wearing a very tight-fitting leopard print dress, high heels, her hair is perfect, and her nails are perfect. And she has come to clean out her toilet cassette. And I just, you know, I didn't laugh out loud at her, but I laughed inside because I thought that that's so perfect. You know, in Italy, there's this idea of la bella figura, always paying attention to how you look and always looking your best and just being aware of how you look out in the world. And that was such a perfect illustration of that. So it's a great memory.
That's a great story, Kate. Thanks. Two of the sweetest and kindest people that I've met in Italy are my friends Claudia and Marco, who live in a tiny village called Pernumia, a half an hour south of Padova. 4 years ago, they were married, and I was excited and very touched when they invited me to their wedding. It wasn't a large affair, so I was even more moved that they had included me. Claudia took great care in reassuring me that there would be people at my table at the reception who could speak English, so I wouldn't feel left out. And when she learned that I'd never been to an Italian wedding, she warned me, "You must be prepared. This is an Italian wedding, and we will be eating for most of the day and most of the night, too." Which, of course, was just fine with me. It was a beautiful day filled with family and friends, laughing and crying, handfuls of rice being thrown at the couple as they boarded a horse-drawn carriage, and the promised nonstop eating from an early morning pre-wedding breakfast through the reception and well into the evening. Claudia e Marco, siete veramente amici del cuore. You are friends of the heart. This next song is dedicated to Claudia and Marco, and it's called Quando una stella muore by Giorgia.
Cambia la musica dell'anima, ma tu resti qui con me. Tra lo stomaco e i pensieri più invisibili, e da lì non te ne andrai. La vita cambia idea, cambia le intenzioni e mai nessuno sa come fa. Quando una stella muore, che brucia ma non vuole, un bacio se ne va, l'universo se ne accorgerà. Gli occhi porto livide, ho imparato a modo mio a leccarmi le ferite più invisibili, perché è così che si fa. Ma la vita cambia idea e cambia le intenzioni e mai nessuno sa come fa. Quando una stella muore, che brucia ma non vuole, un bacio
You're listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu, and that was Quando una stella muore, When a Star Dies, by Giorgia. I'm really excited because I have a ticket to see Giorgia in concert in a couple of weeks when I'm in Firenze on a study abroad trip with Dominican students, faculty, alums, and family members. And that reminds me, one of the first things that Caterina and I did together was to record a promo for that trip. And I'm really, really proud of it. And maybe we could play it for you here so that you can see how far we've come in our show.
Venite con noi per un'avventura fantastica.
Come with us to Italy for a 10-day, 10-night trip, commencing on May 19th and returning on May 29th, 2014. We'll be visiting Venice, Florence, and Rome with day trips to Pompeii, Orvieto, and Tivoli. The trip is being sponsored by the Dominican University of California Honors Program. However, you do not need to be an honors student to participate.
Tutti possono venire.
It's open to all students, faculty, staff, friends, and family. This is Matt Davis, and I'll be one of the tour leaders along with Dr. Diarra Spain. To learn more about the trip or to sign up, please contact me at matt.davis@dominican.edu or diarra.spain@dominican.edu. We hope to see you in Italy.
Ciao, a presto.
These next two songs both share what I consider to be beautiful melodies, and perhaps that's because they were both written by the gifted singer-songwriter Biagio Antonacci. The first song, Tra te e il mare, Between You and the Sea, was written by Biagio for Laura Pausini and was a smash hit for her. After that, we'll hear Biagio himself singing Se è vero che ci sei, If it's true that you're here, in a duet. Despite countless attempts, I have been unable to identify the woman who sings this hauntingly beautiful love song with him. So if any of my listeners know who she is, please, fammi sapere. Let me know. You can email us at radio@dominican.edu. Again, that's radio@dominican.edu. And by the way, we do have a Facebook page at facebook.com/duradio. That's facebook.com/duradio. Hey, Caterina, could you ask our Italian listeners if any of them might know who this person is?
Ah, sì, sì. Allora, ascoltatori italiani e ascoltatrici, se c'è qualcuno fra di voi che conosce per caso chi sia questa donna che canta con Biagio Antonacci, per favore dici. Il nostro indirizzo email è radio@dominican.edu. Di nuovo, radio@dominican.edu. Grazie mille.
Non ho più paura di te. Tutta la mia vita sei tu. Vivo di respiri che lasci qui. Che consumo mentre sei via, non posso più dividermi tra te e il mare, non posso più restare ferma ad aspettare. Io che avrei vissuto da te nella tua straniera città, sola, con l'istinto di chissà mai, sola, ma pur sempre con te. Non posso più dividermi tra te e il mare, non posso più sentirmi stanca di aspettare.
Baby, questo a me non basta, adesso cresco. No, amore, no, io non ci starò. O ritorni o resti lì. Non vivo più, non sogno più. Ho paura.
Certe volte guardo il mare, questo eterno movimento, ma due occhi sono pochi per questo immenso, e capisco di essere solo, e passeggio dentro il mondo. Mi accorgo che due gambe non bastano per girarlo e rigirarlo. E se è vero che ci sei e batti un colpo, amore mio, ho bisogno di dividere tutto questo insieme a te.
Many times I watched the sky, waiting for a falling star. But I've spent so many nights without you, baby. Deep inside my tears are dry. If you say you'll be around, open up and feel my love. For I never fell for someone, for I never fell at all. It's a message for you.
Due gambe io riuscirei a girare il mondo e a guardare quell'immenso.
If you say you'll be around, blow this loneliness away, my love.
Open up
volte guardo il mare.
Many times I watch the sea.
Questo eterno movimento.
And the tireless calling me.
Ma due occhi sono pochi per questo immenso. E capisco di essere solo.
Sono Caterina. And this is Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu. Back in our very first episode of Strada Facendo, I said the Italian alphabet for you all to hear, get an idea of what it sounded like. And now we have something really special. Matteo's good friend Tullio from Italia has sent us his own version of the Italian alphabet, which sounds so beautiful. So here it is for you.
Buongiorno a tutti, mi chiamo Tullio e sono di Roma, in Italia. Sto ascoltando Strada Facendo su radio.dominican.edu. Buongiorno a tutti, my name is Tullio and I'm in Rome, Italy. I'm listening to Strada Facendo on radio.dominican.edu. And now, the Italian alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, Z. Ciao, ciao.
I met my friend Tullio for the first time in 2003 to do research on volcanic risk perception at Mount Vesuvius. We were strangers. His English and my Italian were both poor. He was a professor, and we came from two really different cultures, and yet we developed a friendship and a bond and came to call ourselves twin brothers of different mothers. And we've shared laughter, good food and wine, philosophical discussions, climbing Mount Etna together, dipping our toes into a cold Mediterranean on a hot day in Sicily, and marveling at the blanket of fireflies that covered the yard of his family home. And so this next song is dedicated to you, Tullio, my adopted fratello. Here's Ecco Che by Elisa.
Sei tu, e ora tu sei dentro me.
That was Elisa with Ecco Che here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to Strada Facendo.
Okay, back to the music. This next song is one of my personal favorites as well. It's called Torno Subito, which means I'll be back soon or I'll be back right away. And it's by Max Pezzali.
Cerco il caffè alla mattina, se no il cervello non si avvia. Cerco una t-shirt che adoro e che non ricordo dove sia. E cerco sempre dei consigli utili. E cerco delle storie in cui vincono gli umili. Cerco un'America che forse non c'è nemmeno più. Cerco un nastro d'asfalto che corre dritto verso il blu. E cerco le risposte che non troverò. Le cerco perché l'importante è il viaggio, non dove andrò. Torno su. Ancora un attimo, devo dare un'altra occhiata al mondo, poi tornerò. Cerco le emozioni nuove che ha da offrire la mia età. Cerco tutto ciò che sa di vento, di oceano e libertà. E cerco di imparare quello so. Io cerco anche se non capisco, prima o poi capirò. Torno subito, resto ancora un attimo. Devo dare un'altra occhiata al mondo, poi tornerò. Poi quattro chiacchiere, cerco un paio di birre ed un racconto che faccia ridere. E cerco una canzone per poi scriverla. La cerco anche se non la trovo, prima o poi mi verrà. Torno subito. Ancora un attimo, devo dare un'altra occhiata al mondo, poi tornerò. Torno subito, resto fuori ancora un po', devo dare un'altra occhiata al volo, poi tornerò.
That was Max Pezzali with Torno Subito. Well, one of my oldest friends in Italy is Christian, a tall, bearded, blonde man with a very dry sense of humor and a quick wit who does not, at first glance, look Italian, but who grew up just outside of Venice. It was through him that I got to meet many of my other Italian friends, like Claudia and Marco, and of course, Emanuele, whose nickname is Ciube. Ciube translates into English as Chewy, the nickname of the character Chewbacca from the original Star Wars films. Christian gave Emanuele the nickname Chewbe because he's so hairy, And truly, Chube has always reminded me of a big, playful, fluffy puppy who always greets me with a big bear hug and an arm around my shoulder as we get caught up on one another's lives. Chube is part of a successful band called The Beards, who have recorded several CDs, including a movie soundtrack and an album of cover versions of songs by the band and Bob Dylan. Some of my best memories are of the lunches and dinners that we've had at Christian's parents' home in Dolo, halfway between Venice and Padova. His mother is an amazing cook and makes the most wonderful seafood pasta dish that I've ever tasted. And she'd put on 6 or 7 course meals for Christian and Chube and Claudia and Marco and me. And we'd sit outside in their beautiful garden picking fresh raspberries and cherries to savor in between courses. These people have all become part of mia famiglia italiana, my Italian family, and I cherish the times we've spent together. So this next song, by Eros Ramazzotti, of course, which is without a doubt my very favorite Italian song of all time, is dedicated to my Venetian brothers, Christian and Chube, even if neither of them really likes Eros. It's called Un'emozione per sempre, an emotion for always, and in it, Eros speaks about the memories that we make with our loved ones and how they remain in our lives and in our minds forever.
Fosse uscita di colpo lì un'occhiata di sole. Vorrei poterti ricordare, lo sai, come una storia importante davvero, anche se ha mosso il sentimento che hai, solo un canto leggero. Sto pensando a parole di addio che danno un dispiacere, ma nel deserto che lasciano dietro sé trovano da bere. Certi amori regalano un'emozione per sempre, momenti che restano così impressi nella mente. Certi amori ti lasciano che restano così nel cuore della gente. No, vorrei poterti dedicare di più, più di quel tempo che ti posso dare. Andare. Ci sono mari e ci sono colline che voglio rivedere. Ci sono amici che aspettano ancora me per giocare insieme. Certi amori regalano un'emozione per sempre, momenti che restano mente. Certi amori ti lasciano
domando se vivrei lo stesso senza te, se ti saprei dimenticare. Ma passa un attimo e tu sei tutto quello che vorrei, incancellabile oramai. Sembrava un'altra storia che il tempo porta via con sé. Tu non lasciarmi mai, tu non lasciarmi. E più mi manchi, più tu stai al centro dei pensieri miei.
You're listening to Stratofacendo on radio.dominican.edu, and that was Laura Pausini with Incancellabile, which means unforgettable. As we start winding to a close on today's show, I want to talk about something that is going to be incancellabile per me, unforgettable to me, and that's hosting this program for the last 10 installments. A few months ago, I would never have imagined that I'd have a chance to host my own radio show and share my passion for Italy and Italian music with everyone. But then, an amazing woman named Leona George Davidson crossed my path, and as a result of a short chance conversation, she became my producer, and we worked together on this labor of love. Her technical skills, her creativity, her enthusiasm and her boundless encouragement have made all of this possible for me, and I'll never be able to thank her enough for this great gift. And then Caterina, a very gifted Italian instructor here at Dominican, also became involved with the show and lent us her talent, her warmth and knowledge of the Italian language, and gave me someone to talk to and laugh with on the air. The way this all came together is un miracolo minore. A minor miracle, and I can only hope that you, the listeners, have enjoyed the show half as much as we've enjoyed creating it. And so, Leona and Caterina, this next song I want to lovingly dedicate to the two of you. It's by Marco Carta, and it's simply called Grazie a Te.
grazie a te che hai messo in gioco i sogni tuoi per fare posto ai sogni miei. Io so che in fondo tu ci sei per trascinarmi via dai guai. Cantare con me, grazie a te che hai messo in gioco i sogni tuoi per fare posto ai sogni miei, perché di te mi sazierei e le mie dita leccherei, perché tu sei adesso, sei l'alba infinita. Vorrei l'eccitazione che mi dai e che non ha mai fine mai. Se fino a ieri vedevo me e nessun altro oltre me, se dopo di ieri amo più te e non vedo altro che te, grazie a te, grazie a te, grazie a te. Adesso sei l'alba infinita che vorrei, è la speranza che mi dai, perché non ha mai fine mai. Oh no, che te.
The name of that song was Grazie a te, thanks to you, here on Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. This is Caterina, and I would just like to say grazie a voi, grazie a Matteo, il mio amico. Thank you so much, Matteo, for the inspiration for this program and for bringing me in to work with you on it, because it's been an incredible pleasure and so much fun. Thank you, Leona, our producer, who's incredible. Her technical wizardry makes us sound good. And finally, grazie a voi, ascoltatori. Thank you to all you listeners out there. You've become part of this show, too. And it's so fun to know you're there listening to us. And now I'll turn it back over to Matteo, and he'll tell us about the last song on today's show.
Grazie a te, Caterina. And I just want to say one more thing about our wonderful producer, Leona. I'm trying to convince her to say something, but really the sign of a great producer is someone whose voice you can't directly hear on the air, but that you hear in everything that the show conveys. And Leona is definitely the heart and soul of this project. So again, grazie a te, Leona. Okay, I really hate goodbyes. And this last song that I want to leave you with is an interesting one. It's called Per Dirti Ciao. And as you've hopefully learned over the course of the show, ciao has a double meaning. It can mean hello and it can mean goodbye. And so I think it's a fitting thing to play for my last song, for the last show of the season. So this is Tiziano Ferro with Per Dirti Ciao. And to all my listeners out there, whether you're in the US or Italy or anywhere else in the world, vi voglio bene. Ciao. Thank you.
Magari un giorno avremo un posto anche nascosto, pur distante dalle tante stanterie in cui riposano gli amori ormai in disuso, quelli non storici di cui nessuno parlerà. E rivela il tuo sorriso in una stella, se vorrai, per stasera andrebbe bene anche così. E non servirà più a niente la felicità, più niente anche la fantasia. E contenterò del tempo andato, soffierà nel vento una lacrima che tornerà da te per dirti ciao, ciao. Mio piccolo ricordo in cui nascosi anni di felicità. Ciao, e guardami affrontare questa vita come fossi ancora qui. Magari un giorno l'universo accoglierà la mia richiesta e si riporterà vicini tra l'aldilà e il mio nido. Città, c'è molta differenza, anche se provo a non vederla. E giro il mondo e chiamerò il tuo nome per millenni e ti rivelerai quando non lo vorrò più. E non adesso qui su questo letto in cui tragico mi accorgo che il tuo odore sta svanendo lento. Soffierà nel vento una lacrima che tornerà da te per dirti ciao, ciao. Mio piccolo ricordo in cui nascosi anni di felicità. Ciao, e guarda con orgoglio chi sostiene anche le guerre che non può. E senza pace dentro al petto so che non posso fare tutto, ma se tornassi farei tutto. E guardo fisso quella porta, perché se entrassi un'altra volta vorrebbe dire che anche io sono morto già. E tornerei da te per dirti ciao, ciao. Mio piccolo miracolo, sceso dal cielo per amare. E cade tutto l'universo e tu stai lì. La vita come tu te la ricordi, un giorno se ne andò con te.
Adesso devo andare, ma spero che ci vediamo ancora lungo la strada facendo. Now I have to go, but I hope that we'll see each other again along the road of life, here on Strada Facendo at radio.dominican.edu. Ciao!